They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Hey, welcome back. We are at the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association annual conference and trade show this year in the great city of Kansas City, Missouri. And we've been spending the past several days talking about tractor parts, tractors, combines, all kinds of things, and visiting with the associate members here and in Kansas City. Next year, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, as you probably know, we will be in Nashville. With me is the outgoing, he's now the chairman of the board, Scott Skelling. And Scott is with Rock Valley Tractor Parts. And it's easy to know Trey Russell with Russell's Tractor Parts, one in the great state of Iowa and the other in Alabama. It's a wide difference. I bet you'll be able to tell who's from where as soon as they start talking. Scott, congratulations on 4.5 years, I think it is, of leading this association. Tell us about that experience. What have you gotten out of it?
Well, I've gotten a lot of things out of this. You know, first of all, early on, I was tabbed by Jeff Griggs and the late Doug Swanson to step up and become vice president. And I guess they had some faith in me to do this. Thought I could do it. They had a lot more faith in me than I did. It was a growth opportunity for me. Public speaking. You know, I've done board meetings. I've sat on lots of committees, but I've never had to get in front of people and talk. Mm-hmm. And it was one of my hardest things to deal with, but I dealt with it, and I grew, and here we are now.
I think for those individuals who were here in Kansas City watching Scott in the general meeting today, they would agree with you that you've come a long way in your ability to get up in front of a crowd and handle yourself. So good for you. You know, even these types of things where we volunteer, if we really pay attention, they can help us in our own personal and business life, yeah?
Yep, that's huge. You know, because that's not just, hey, I can stand in front of people and talk. That translates to a lot of things that I can do back at the shop, too, you know, as far as, you know, leadership, becoming more outgoing, you know, marketing like with you. You know, even doing this, talking into a microphone, you know, it helps, you know.
Stuff that
marketing yourself, you know,
right,
it's great.
Right, it truly is. And before we turn this over to Trey for just a moment, outside of the personal satisfaction that you've gotten, Scott, from being president of the NTPDA, what do you think about the association overall? How do you think is it stalled? Is it grown? Is there an excitement about it? What do you think?
I think there's excitement about it. Growth is probably not like we would like, but face it, our market is not a growing market. What we do for a living, you know, it's not like there's one popping up on every street corner. So, you know, I think we have to come to terms with that a little bit. But there are growth opportunities out there, and I think, you know, with Trey taking this over now, I think it'll continue. We'll continue to take some steps to, you know, let's do different things. Let's do things that are exciting. And, of course, financially, the association is in a great position, so we can maybe have the liberty to do a few more things like that. We can do anything we want, really, within reason. But, you know, I think there's some growth opportunity there, and I think Trey is going to have some great ideas.
I believe you're correct. We will switch our focus to Trey Russell, who I would just reminded him before the mic went live that I remember him when he was just 20 years old.
Just 1 or 2 years ago, Mike.
Just a couple of years ago. And your father, Pat Russell, who I love dearly, he is just a remarkable person and also led this organization for some time. So father-son duo, but several decades apart.
Yeah. Yeah, so the association's been really good to my business, my family, and to us overall throughout many years. We've supported it, and it supported us. And it's been very good to the business.
Yeah, let's talk about the business side of this, because that's what we're all about. At the end of the day, we've got to make sure that whatever we're doing is going to be beneficial to the business that we have. How has the association assisted Russell's Tractor Sales with business?
Well, you know, it's a relationship that you make through the association. You talk with these people daily on the phone, buying and selling parts to each other, and it makes that that conversation a whole lot easier when you know that person. You've seen them in person. You've had dinner with them. You've got a personal relationship with them. And I think it's very beneficial, you know, for our business to be a member of the NTPDA.
You know, I've heard that from every single person that I've talked to while I've been here, has been the relationship angle of business, which is so vitally important. We are about to go off onto your own four-year term as president of the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association. What do you see in the future? What would you like to see happen to the NTPDA?
Well, you know, you got to look back and see what the other presidents have done. You know, Scott's done a really good job, you know, with what we've had to work with. You know, done a good job there. We've got to make it exciting, you know, somehow to get, you know, the younger people that are involved in the business, you know, maybe get them here, just to kind of expand on those relationships and make it better for everybody, you know, business-wise, as well as just personal relationships with each other.
And one of the things that's going to lead to that is we are headed to your place in July for the summer event, yes?
Right, exactly. Everybody's welcome to come. It'll be a great time. Glad to have everybody there at the business. We'll definitely have some Alabama heat, but we'll come away come up with ways to enjoy the weather that we do have, and hopefully everybody's able to attend.
Well, if I understand it correctly, you live on the lake down there, is that right?
Right, so we live on the lake. We'll definitely spend an afternoon on the water. I'll be glad to pull Scott around behind the boat if he's willing to get back there.
What's that?
I hope he's got a big boat.
So, but anyway, our town is definitely, you know, located, you know, right on the Tennessee River, where water sports are a big activity. There's fishing, there's water sports, you know, so there's plenty to do, plenty of restaurants to go see on the water, and just have some good fellowship with each other.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. I think, you know, I'm not so keen, Scott, about headed to Alabama in July, but hey, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't think you need to pack long underwear or anything like that.
Like we had to here.
Yeah. It'll be a little bit of a weather change from here to there.
Wow. It was brutal when we were checking in on Wednesday. You know, that it was like 7 degrees out there, and that wind was doing 500 miles an hour out of the north. And I was going, holy buckets, what are we doing here? Yeah, it was a struggle. Back to you for just a bit, Trey. As you look forward, and you indicated quite correctly that Scott has been able to shepherd this organization for the past 4.5 years and has done an excellent job in doing that. When you talk about value, and we talk about relationships, yeah, that's important, but lots of people say, look, we know that it doesn't cost a lot of money to become a member, $400 a year, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, but what is the value that you get outside of just relationships? There's a whole slew of benefits, yeah?
Yeah, so involved with, you know, you get a discount through the Allied. There's definitely a freight program that works well with everybody. There's multiple other, you know, business-related, you know, through Staples. You know, there's other, you know, credit card processing companies. You know, we've tried to bring, you know, members or values that are valuable to members. You know, it necessarily is hard regional to hit and make something that's great for everybody. But, you know, hopefully if you can pick up one or two or three things out of it, you know, it's something that's, you know, well worth your membership dues, plus the rest of the stuff that you get out of your membership.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I think is one of the most remarkable things is the advertising benefit. If you advertise in a magazine or newspaper or whatever it happens to be, the school yearbook or, you know, whatever, and your ad carries the NTPDA logo, we're going to cut you a check for $25 for every one of those insertions, up to 12 insertions. If I do the math correctly, that's about $300. So that's going to cover a large portion of that $400 annual.
That's probably one of the most underutilized, yeah, you know, benefits of it. Yeah, you know, I think people do it and just don't ever send it in.
Correct.
You know, so it's definitely something to take advantage of and use.
And one of the things you oversaw today, Scott, was the scholarship report. Talk to everybody about what that means.
To me, the scholarship is one of the greatest things this organization does. You know, we're training up the youth into the businesses that we run today, or the businesses that we work in today. You know, giving those kids a little boost every year to you know, to go to college is huge. You know, we do a $2,000 scholarship. We hand out on a two-thirds basis. So for every applicant we get, two-thirds of them will get a scholarship. And $2,000, that's a significant amount of money, you know, going towards your education.
So if we have 21 applications, do the math, 14 is going to get scholarship.
14 get scholarships. The great thing about that is my daughter actually got one of those scholarships this year. So she's studying to be a vet, and hey, $2,000 in her pocket is huge.
And that is a big job and a long process as well, as you
well
know.
That's about 7 years of college. So, yeah, I don't know how many times I can sign up for that scholarship, but I'm going to need a few of them.
Get her done.
Yeah.
Right. Trey, I'm going to leave the last word to you. What do you want people to know about Trey Russell and moving forward with NTPDA? What gets you going?
You know that, hey, we want you here. You know, I do whatever we can. You know, if there's, you know, any ideas that are out there, we're definitely always open to them to try to make it better. From what everybody's standpoint is, everybody has different ideas, but we'll try to accommodate those and make the experience, you know, while people are here, make it as enjoyable as possible.
Well, I want to thank you, Trey, for spending some time with us. It's kind of like herding cats around here, you know?
I've said that many times. It's a great organization. I love them to death, but it can be a little bit like herding cats.
Yeah, it can be. But thanks, Scott, for your 4.5 years leading this organization. I know that you're not out because you're now chairman of the board, and you get at least a year in. We're going to be seeing you around.
I serve a year as past president, so I'm not going anywhere. And I wouldn't miss the summer meeting for the world. You know, my wife and Trey's wife are very good friends, and it'll be a good time down in Alabama.
And it's going to be fun calling Erica your first lady.
She's always been my first lady.
Good way to end it, my friend.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much, guys.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
The voices of Trey Russell of Alabama and Scott Skelling of Iowa, the past president and the future president of the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association. And yes, we will have links to both of their businesses on our radio blog, as well as the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association. Well, that's a wrap for today. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, and for Trey and Scott, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.